Hey, and welcome to the Mickey and Minutes Podcast, the short Disney show.
Quick conversations, information, and inspiration.
I'm your host, Nick Lazaga.
And I'm Andy Goots.
Let's go! Hey guys, Nick here. I just wanted to say thank you to all our followers on Instagram. We just passed 1,000, and so to celebrate, we decided to do another giveaway. This time, we're giving away a $50 Disney gift card. To enter to win, subscribe to this podcast on Apple or Spotify, and leave a rating and review. Find the giveaway post on Instagram for more details. Good luck, and thanks again for all the support. On the last episode, Andrew and I began a discussion about all the changes happening in Frontierland at the Magic Kingdom. We talked about the rumored closure of the Frontierland Shootin' Arcade and shared some opinions about whether or not Tiana's Bayou Adventure works in that land at all. That conversation flowed into one about the overall evolution and future of theme parks, but in the interest of keeping this podcast the short Disney show, we decided to split it into two parts. What you're about to listen to is a continuation of the last episode, so if you haven't heard that one yet, go back and give it a listen, then come back to this one. If you already heard the last episode, well, thanks for coming back. Now, enjoy part two. But, you know, you look at things coming down the line like Universal's Epic Universe, where the different themed lands, the theme is IP. So every theme is an IP. Is that what's happening in Disney? Are they just making IP
Disney
pods?
Started it. Disney, you could make the argument that Disney started that trend with Star Wars World, with Toy Story World, with Cars World.
Well,
right?
Even before that, technically Harry Potter came before all that.
Oh my God, you're right.
But you know, it's just a thing where they both realize this IP thing works. So
it
now
does.
they're putting a Tiana mini land, essentially is what it is, in the middle of Frontierland. And, you know, like you said, Galaxy's Edge, like you said, Avengers Campus in California.
Yes, yes.
That's the future of Disney parks. So do the themes of Frontierland, Tomorrowland, the original themes that Walt came up with, do those even work anymore?
Okay, but let's think about this now, too. You bring up a great point. And I know we were trying to end, but let's bring it back.
Let's keep going.
Let's bring it back. So could you say that back in the day, they didn't have the IP? So Adventureland, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, that was what they could do at the time. Now we have so much IP that's what theme parks are morphing into. And then now, like, okay, so Cars Land, Toy Story Land, Pandora, 20 years from now, will those IPs still hit for that next generation, or will the same things be saying about, oh, that's not Pandora anymore, oh, that's not Star Wars anymore, they took Smuggler's Run out and they put XYZ attraction in, right? Is that just the fate of theme parks as we know it right now?
That's a really great point, Andrew. And I feel like, you know, you look back in the early days of like Disneyland and stuff, and yeah, they had these themes based on what was popular. You know, Disneyland opened
right
in 1955. You know, we had this, you know, space in Tomorrowland that was really popular.
Space, cowboys and Native Americans, adventure,
pirates, Davy Crockett, all this.
Davy Crockett,
that was all really popular back then. Then, you know, moving through time, you know, we started having these movies like Star Wars and Indiana Jones taking the world by storm. So what they do, they threw a Star Wars attraction in Tomorrowland. You know, they put an Indiana Jones attraction in Adventureland.
Exactly.
And so that just became the thing. When they opened, you know, Disney's MGM Studios, they didn't feel like they had enough IP. That's where the partnership
right.
with MGM came in.
Yes.
Why? And then that's why MGM had, you know, changed the studios, and now they've completely gone away from the movie making part to an IP park because they wanted to, you know, disassociate. They didn't want to pay the licensing for all these properties anymore. That's why Great Movie Ride went away, right? That's why all this
RIP.
Stuff changed. RIP, man. By the way, go back. First time Andrew and I talked on this podcast, we talked about Great Movie Ride.
Yes, we
and
did.
How it could have been remade. Shameless plug. But anyway, so yeah, is that the future of theme parks? Then you think about, you know, in 20 years, will Avatar, you know, be relevant?
I don't think so, man.
I don't think
Cars will be relevant. Yeah, you are. I'm sorry.
I hardly think it's relevant right now.
I don't disagree with you.
Did you see the concept art for the Avatar stuff for Disneyland?
In Disneyland, I haven't seen it.
They just put this concept art out.
Is it similar to Disney World or?
It's Way of Water-ish. It's very, watery.
It's all watery.
Yeah, So, but then you look at Universal Studios. I mean, they've been pulling out classic movies for recent IP forever. They got rid of Back to the Future in favor of Simpsons. Got rid of, Jaws, in favor of Harry Potter. Like, they've been doing that already.
Mm-hmm.
They're currently, they got rid of a lot of, some of the kiddie stuff to put, DreamWorks stuff, Shrek and that kind of stuff. So it's a constant, revolving door of what's a popular IP, and the staying power isn't that much. That's one thing that's great about Disney, though. You go to Fantasyland, and you have properties like Peter Pan, Snow White, these movies that are, forever years old. And they still work, right? I mean, Princess and the Frog, they're putting this ride in now. That movie's what, 10, 15?
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. Here's a hot take. So we're talking about Epic Universe, right? And it's direct comparison. It's very comparable to Disney, obviously. So Epic Universe is doing IPs, IP lands, what have you. Epic Universe is going to be the latest and greatest. Everything. Oh, yeah. And they want it to be the latest and greatest. So
take a Disney day.
What do you think about a park like Epic Universe that is the latest and greatest compared to a park like Magic Kingdom that still has rides like the Carousel of Progress that is not the latest and greatest and is arguably just being is remaining only for nostalgia purposes? At what point does Disney have to shut down some of the real nostalgia rides that are obviously dated, such as Great Movie Ride, to be replaced with something better?
It's funny, you bring up Carousel of Progress. My Disney fandom, I'm a big Walt fan, right?
Yes.
So I love the history of it. I'm a big, I love studying the New York World's Fair where, this and Small World came from.
It's
and
a cool
I feel
history.
And Walt is famous for saying, Disneyland will never be complete. It's always evolving and changing as long as there's imagination left in the world, right? That's a famous quote. But then there's also some things that are kind of untouchable, right? I don't think they're ever going to rip out Haunted Mansion. They're going to keep adding things to it until the cows come home. But, arguably making it better. Hatbox Ghost is in the wrong spot in Magic Kingdom. Just saying. But, and then Pirates of the Caribbean, same thing. They're going to keep, modifying it and plussing it. Again, arguably making it better. But these are attractions that are never going to actually go away. Then you have things like Carousel Progress. Like you said, it's, mostly nostalgia. For huge nerds like me.
Big time.
But I think it's important to kind of keep some of the history. That's why we have, One Man's Dream in studios, because there was a point where I feel like where the company felt like a lot of people are losing the Walt-ness. People are thinking, Walt might as well be Ronald McDonald, just this figurehead.
That's fair.
They did that, in celebration of Walt to remind people, hey, this guy was a real person, a real visionary, really. And so, yeah. There's a point where you got to start moving stuff into the future and getting IP that's relevant. But there's also a line where you have to preserve the history. And I think that's one thing that Universal does terribly. They don't preserve anything.
No, they don't.
I mean, Back to the Future.
That's not what they're known for either. Yeah.
So, but Disney is, right? Disney, let's think about
this.
That's Disney's true. Biggest way to make money is nostalgia, man.
Fair.
I mean, we just had Disney World's 50th anniversary and all the merch was celebrating nostalgia. We just finished celebrating Disney 100. I mean, they had the Disney Eras collection, which was all this merch based on nostalgia.
Disney's God the Way of Taylor Swift.
I've always been in my Disney era. I might have a little bit of a Universal era when Epic Universe opens. I'm not gonna lie, but
we're not gonna go. We have to go.
Can we call this episode Disney Eras? And then Disney we'll call Mickey and Minutes version?
Yeah.
Anyways, the point is they're known for nostalgia. I think there's a line that they're not going to get rid of stuff like that. But, what do I know? I mean, they got rid of Great Movie Ride. They've gotten rid of, Splash Mountain, which people would argue is as nostalgic as a bunch of other rides. It's been there for forever, in favor of new stuff. So It's anyone's guess, man. I mean, it really just
Yeah.
depends. But, you know, in all fairness, did you see the animatronics for Tiana's Bayou Adventure? They
It,
look
I mean, they look
amazing.
great.
They look
They look
incredible.
so good.
So,
That,
you
I mean,
know.
your friend, you like the animated Tiana in her red kerchief and yellow jacket, right?
Yeah,
Like
like just
she's,
today, the day
yeah.
that we're recording this, they dropped a video and you see other animatronics. They showed the animatronic for Dennis
What?
the
Oh,
Alligator.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I didn't
it
see
was like a
that.
reel on Instagram. They showed the animatronic for what's her name? Lottie, the girl,
Charlotte, the best friend.
Charlotte.
Yeah, the best
Yep.
friend. Yeah.
And Mama
Mama
Odie.
Odie. Mama
Yeah.
Odie.
And these all look so amazing. Which then, you know, you go back and you think about some of our more recent animatronics in Disney World. You got like the projected faces of Anna and Elsa. And they were cool at the time, but now it's like, oh, fix
Already
those.
outdated.
Fix
Already
those.
outdated. Like the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, same thing. Back that was all, it was so revolutionary at the time.
Yeah.
Animatronics are just getting better and better. I mean, like we talk crap about Pandora, but
Oh yeah.
animatronic,
The the
they look
shaman.
great. The
Yeah.
shaman, like she looks great, like amazing.
Fantastic. I
Yeah.
agree. So yeah, and again, there's people who, you know, probably live and die by Pandora, by Avatar, and they're all for it. I'm there for the food and the green beer and flight of
And Flight of
passage.
Passage.
So, you know, it is what it is.
I agree with you, man. I mean, I totally get the sentiment. I totally get the points that are made. I don't disagree with anything that you're saying. I really, really, it's just I really enjoy thinking about just the evolution of a theme park, right? How does a theme park stay relevant and make everybody happy, but at the same time knowing they're not going to make everybody happy?
Yeah, and then you look at attractions like Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, which still, thankfully, doesn't have an IP theme.
That's
They were
true.
going to, you know, they were going to put a an overlay of what was it, the Johnny Depp,
Oh, Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger. They were going to do that.
Thank
The movie flopped. They didn't
God
do
they
it.
did not.
So I'm
Thank
really
God they
happy.
did not.
And you know, a few years ago, maybe like 6, 7 years ago, Disney teamed up with Marvel and they started putting out these comic books, and they put a comic book series that was giving backstory to Big Thunder Mountain. Did you ever read these?
No, I didn't
Incredible.
know
I have
that.
the whole set. I can let you borrow them.
Yeah, I'd like to read
They're
that.
beautiful. Yeah,
It's a
amazing
comic.
story.
Is there, and there's like characters and stuff associated.
Characters and everything. Yeah. And
Neat.
yeah, it was, you know, when the Imagineers make these things, they do have backstory. You know, they have these ideas, and a lot of it isn't super
There's
obvious.
lore. There's lore. They
Exactly.
don't do the best job of communicating it.
And I think that's kind of on purpose. I think the lore is for them to keep everything consistent while they're building it.
That's
And then it's
true.
for us to explore and discover along the way.
And
And I
fill
feel
in our
like,
own gaps with things
yeah.
that we with our own imagination.
Do you think they should ever put an IP on Big Thunder? Because I don't. Same thing with Space Mountain. There's no IP on Space Mountain. We don't need it.
Okay. So yes, I agree that there's no IP needed on Space Mountain. You can make the argument that Guardians of the Galaxy is a better space or an updated Space Mountain with its own IP. So that's taken care of. But what about the notion of you think of Disneyland. At Disneyland had like Hyperspace Mountain, right? Where
Right.
they'll do a
Star
cool Star
Wars.
Wars theme on top of it, or even just like updating the lights and the projections just to make it a little bit better, versus in Disney World, it's untouched.
Well, remember, Disneyland is known as the world's most popular regional theme park, right? So, you know, a huge portion of their guests are locals. And if, you know, they expect things to be a little varied because they're there all the time. Whereas most of the visitors in Disney World are come from all around the world, and for a lot of them, it's their once in a lifetime trip. And if they don't, you know, they go and they want to see Space Mountain, they see Star Wars, and they're like, wait, you know, this is my once in a lifetime trip. I didn't get to see that. Same thing with Haunted Mansion. That's why we don't get Nightmare Before Christmas in our Haunted Mansion.
Why are there updates to Haunted Mansion? And there are a ton of awesome updates to Haunted Mansion. You just mentioned Hatbot Ghost, the animations at the very end where they like rip your head off, right? And they animate that, which it's nuts. But why then is Space Mountain so sacred that like it really can't have too many updates? It hasn't really been updated a whole lot in the years it's
Oh,
been
I feel
open.
like there's, you know, how are you gonna really, besides projection mapping and stuff, how are you really gonna update that?
Updated.
It's really just a dark roller coaster. But you know, so I feel like it's harder to do that. There was that
That's yeah.
rumor when Lightyear came out a few years ago. There was a rumor going along, you know, about them retheming Space Mountain to a
To Buzz
Lightyear,
Lightyear, that would have been a
the Buzz
mistake.
Lightyear. Yeah, I mean, they didn't do it because
They
the movie
didn't do
tanked.
it. Yeah.
But again, Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion is the IP, right? It's
Yes,
come to this point where
more than ever. More.
you could buy Haunted Mansion merch at,
Yeah,
Home Goods or
that's
whatever.
true.
Like,
That's true. That's
so it's
true.
come to the point where that is the IP. Same thing with Pirates of the Caribbean. Those
Definitely.
movies only
Well,
solidified that. So, that's our debate on this. And, I guess going back to the root of this whole conversation with the shooting gallery turning into a DVC lounge and Tiana's Bayou Adventure taking over a humongous bit of real estate in Frontierland, but they're still calling it Frontierland. It's just what's happening to Frontierland? What's the deal?
yeah. What do you
Andrew.
think? What do you think, listeners?
Yeah, what
Let
do you
us
guys
know.
think? Andrew, let me ask you one final question.
Do it.
We got this big piece of land here in Tom Sawyer's Island. What would you
Oh,
put?
what?
What would
Oh,
you put
man.
there?
Oh, God, Nick. Great question. Great
On the
question.
spot.
On the
That's
spot.
it's secluded, so that makes it really cool.
You need something that's islandy, separated, secluded, making that a Motunui.
Dude, yes.
Like, making that a Motunui experience. That's the first thing that comes
You could
to
ride one of
mind.
those wayfinder boats around the
Oh God,
rivers.
yeah. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yes. Instead of the little the boats that take you to and from, like there's like the ramshackle
The
Lincoln log
rafts.
boats, the rafts.
Yeah.
Yeah, make those the really sick sailboats from Moana.
The wayfinders. Yeah.
What would you make it?
Well, I want to address something. So when they first put out the Animal Kingdom concept art, before they changed it over to Indiana Jones and Encanto, they
Yep.
had an area that was going to be Moana themed. And if you looked at it, it was a Moana water log flume attraction. I personally have a suspicion that that was the original idea to replace Splash Mountain. That's my suspicion. And then they decided on Princess and the Frog instead, and the rest is history. And then they were going to move it to Animal Kingdom, and they ended up doing Moana stuff in Epcot, whatever. But I have a very strong suspicion that that was going to be there, and they just copy and pasted to a different concept art. Maybe not.
Yeah.
As for my idea for Tom
Yeah,
Sawyer's
give
Island,
it to me.
all right. So they just changed the treehouse in Disneyland. It was Swiss Family Robinson, and then it was Tarzan. Now it's back to Swiss Family. Well, it says,
Oh, it's back to Swiss Family?
yeah, it's called the Adventureland Treehouse, inspired by Swiss Family, and
Okay.
the reason they did that is because they have a remake of Swiss Family coming out on Disney Plus.
Oh, really? I did not know
My
that.
idea, yeah, my idea for this island in Magic Kingdom is, why don't they remake for Disney Plus Treasure Island? The OG pirate movie, and make that Treasure Island
That would
based,
be
they can
cool.
remake it, revitalize it, make it a franchise. That's awesome.
That would
That
be
makes no
cool.
sense.
Buried treasure. Is
Yeah.
it too? Is that too much pirates?
I mean, I don't
Is
think
it
so. I
too much
love pirates.
Moana? Moana's too
Is it
like is it way too much
Disney
Moana?
has no problem with too much. There is, if it makes money, Disney will do it. I mean, come on.
Who are we kidding? I like Treasure Island though. That would
That's
be
a cool
cool.
idea, right? Yeah.
Or make it
Take it back to the.
Muppet Treasure Island and have like little like
There
Muppet
we
like
go.
Kermit pops up and like actually talks to you and stuff. Oh God,
I do really miss having Muppets in Magic Kingdom. Right. Remember when they had the Muppets
the
show in
Fourth of
Liberty
July
Square?
the Fourth of July show. Oh, it
Yeah,
was so
yeah.
good.
It
It
was
was so good.
Muppets Great Moments in History. Oh, that was awesome.
It was so good.
One
Yeah,
more
I know.
question for you listeners. What would you put on Tom Sawyer Island?
As a
Let us
rebrand.
know. We want to talk to you guys. Hit us up on Instagram, right? Leave us comments on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Let us know your thoughts on this stuff and keep the conversation going.
Nick, this was fun, man. I had fun
This was
just kind of
awesome.
freeform debating. Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, man. We should definitely do more shows like this. I like that. Super fun. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks again for listening to the Mickey and Mitts podcast. If you liked it, subscribe and leave a review on Apple or Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Mickey and Minutes and check out mickeyandminutes.weebly.com for show notes and exclusive content.